Let me turn right now to Tom Costello. He covers aviation for NBC News with Lester Holt. Tom Costello in Washington, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Hello. Nice to hear your voice.
It's good to have you right here, Tom. For just a moment here, take us to the Joint Andrews Base reports of an active shooter there this morning. Are those settled already? Was that a false alarm?
It does appear it was a false alarm. You know, there was a coincidence here, apparently, or utter confusion. They had a drill scheduled for today in which they would try to drill down in the event of an active shooter. This is all very real for the Washington area.
Yep.
Because, of course, just three years ago, we had an active shooter at the Navy Yard, 13 people killed. But somehow during the drill this morning, there was utter confusion. Somebody called in, thought that there was a real drill. That, as a result, triggered a massive response, all local jurisdictions sending in their police units, their SWAT teams to assist. It now appears it was simply confusion over that drill set for earlier this morning.
But that looks like a real pins and needles mentality at work here in the aftermath of the Istanbul attack, perhaps. Tom, talk to us about how this Istanbul attack was such a high death toll and so many wounded. I mean, just terrible. How is that affecting the way American security authorities are thinking about U.S. airport security right now?
Well, there's always a constant reevaluation of U.S. airport security. And I don't mean that as a throwaway line. I mean, quite literally, they rethink security almost every week and certainly in the wake of any overseas attack. And the one thing that we come away with the Istanbul attack is that there was something that worked for police. They had just instituted a new security directive in Istanbul at the airport in which they put police officers, heavily armed officers, at airport entrances. And as a result, those officers were able to intercept the terrorists as they were coming in and beginning their attack and stop it very early on. The death toll is still high, but it could have been so much worse.
I mean,
so the question is, can that be then incorporated into the way we do airport security here?
I'm trying to picture how that would work. I've been flying a fair amount recently, and you know, I just sashay right into the airport. There's no, and you know, at the door, there's nothing. I'm in.
Yeah, that's exactly the issue here in the United States. Listen, there's a big difference between how many people travel in the United States. 2 million people are screened every day. 450 airports versus a singular, really, the biggest and most important airport in Turkey is Istanbul. You've got a singular airport in Israel being Tel Aviv. They have 50,000 passengers a day. So those airports can afford to have their military dispersed, to have police tactical units working overtime. To do that at every airport in America is a huge challenge. One major airport police chief said to me today, we simply don't have the money. We don't have the manpower. I don't have the ability to keep a tactical police unit constantly up and running at all times because, obviously, that's a drain on them as well.
Well, look,
the question is, is that a good deterrent to put that kind of an armed presence at major airport entrances? And if so, do airports need to consider staffing up?
I mean, speaking as a traveler, when I do travel, I would much prefer not to have to go through security at the door of the airport. I'd rather live in an environment where security is generally greater than that. And I guess so far, Tom, that's the case here in the States. I mean, we haven't had this kind of doorstep attack that they suffered in Istanbul.
Well, we haven't. And that's the fine line everybody walks. Yeah, you don't want to scare everybody. You don't want to hyperventilate over every overseas event. At the same time, we do have a new reality in the world that we live in. And the CIA director just on Thursday said, or rather Wednesday, said that he is very concerned that ISIS may be plotting something against U.S. assets in the United States and overseas. Now, could they launch something that big in the United States? Clearly, that's the concern for aviation professionals. And most importantly, they're concerned about the insider threat. Somebody who already has access to an airport because they work here, they've got badges and what have you, and then they become radicalized. And it's not picked up by their colleagues. They don't have a criminal record that flags anybody. That's a very big concern for aviation security professionals. In addition to, how well are these airports hardened or protected against a possible attack? And the short answer on that is not very well.
In the run-up to the July 4th weekend, we're talking about airport security and in the aftermath of the Istanbul terror attacks with Tom Costello, aviation correspondent for NBC News. You can join us at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. What's your question or concern on airport security? What lessons are people taking from Istanbul? There were three attackers there, I guess, showed up in a taxi cab in winter coats in the middle of summer. And they were initially, I guess, stopped at the door. What kind of screening are they doing at the door in Istanbul now, Tom?
Well, like I said, you've got these armed officers at the gate, at the door, rather, in Istanbul that immediately spotted something wasn't right. And at least one of those officers tried to confront one of the terrorists. And we know that all of these terrorists were stopped before they penetrated deep into the airport. You're absolutely right. Wearing a big coat, as any police officer will tell you anywhere in the world, you wear a big coat in the middle of the summer, that's an immediate red flag. But then there are other things that were flagging officers about these individuals, their demeanor. We now know they were apparently all native Russian speakers coming from various former Soviet republics. It would appear the early in reporting from Richard Engel, who is our correspondent based in Istanbul, is that they had some sort of a connection to ISIS cells either in Syria or through their own native regions.
I mean, ISIS is right next door to Turkey, and for a long time, Turkey let it flow right through their territory on the way to Syria and beyond. In the States, the attacks we've had with an ISIS association have all seemed to be lone wolf, not this kind of three guys, heavily armed, all bombed up, you know, sort of ISIS orchestrated, if that's what it was.
Well, I mean, let's keep in mind, Brussels was a major coordinated attack involving multiple individuals, same thing in Paris. I think that there is no doubt this morning, today, whatever day you wake up this summer, this is the new reality in Europe and throughout the Middle East. Europe is clearly at war with ISIS, and now Turkey has joined the war on ISIS. It already had been allowing for more active campaigns against ISIS from its own territory. So the question today, I think, is whether you might see Turkish military forces become more actively engaged in the fight against ISIS over in Syria.
We're talking about airport security abroad and in the United States with Tom Costello, aviation correspondent for NBC News. We're at 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Let's go to Austin, Texas. Morgan is calling for you, Tom. Morgan, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
My question is about other airports that seemingly have fewer events, Israel's in particular, where there's also a smaller amount of armed forces present. And I wonder if there's anything we can learn from airports like these.
Tom Costello, what about airport security around the world and what the U.S. might learn or pick up or implement?
So that is exactly the focus of a Today Show story that I worked on just this week. And the difference in Israel is that they have 50,000 people coming through a day, more or less. And they do have a very heavy police tactical unit there at the airport. They've also got a military presence at the airport. And when you approach the airport, every single car is checked by that military or police unit. So you can't just drive up to the terminal. Everybody's checked. Once you're in the terminal in Tel Aviv, there is facial recognition software. There are undercover agents that are watching everybody, as well as the cameras. Then you have every single passenger questioned thoroughly. And not just passengers, but anybody in the airport can be randomly stopped and questioned. I've actually gone through that. I was going through Tel Aviv, and I was stopped by this drop-dead, gorgeous, blonde young woman who was wearing a uniform. And I was later told by a security expert that they do that on purpose. They use people who will kind of get you a little bit rattled because of whatever their presence may be.
Yeah.
And they start questioning you. They ask you, What is your name? What is your date of birth? Where were you born? What is your address? Where are you going? And they stare you down in that airport to see if you demonstrate any signs that there may be something amiss. But they don't have nearly the passenger volume that we have in the United States. And to institute that kind of an approach in the United States would literally bring air travel to a halt.
I mean, Tom Costello, I don't want to. No one wants an attack in this country at an airport. On the other hand, I don't want to go crazy either. I like just walking into the airport and taking off. I want to be a free citizen in a free country and not worrying about all that all the time.
So that is exactly the challenge that airport security directors are facing every day. You know, in Europe, they don't go to that extreme that Tel Aviv does, but you do have 2- and 3-man military units patrolling airport terminals with heavy semi-automatic weapons. At a minimum, that's a deterrent. It also helps people feel better. But if you've got more and more of those units deployed to airports, which we all know are high-value targets in Europe, then might that be enough of a deterrent that terrorists will decide to go elsewhere? That's the problem, though. Ultimately, if they want to strike, they're going to go somewhere.
You say they're constantly reevaluating, even week to week, based on trends and what they're seeing as threats. What kinds of changes do you foresee in the near term here, Tom, or can you even imagine in U.S. airports? We've become accustomed to the security line and the X-ray or the whatever the other thing is that you that whirls around while you stand in it. Is that it for the time being?
I think for the time being, that probably is it, unless, God forbid, we really do have an attack here. But if you talk to security experts about what's on the horizon, they will tell you ultimately what they hope to have in place would be cameras with software that are constantly scanning the crowd and trying to match faces against the terror watch list. That is years off, candidly. Also technology that would be constantly scanning people looking for weapons underneath their coats before you get to the checkpoint, for example. They want to have that kind of software in position in place even before you approach the terminal out on the curb. If you talk to airport police unions, we talked to the police union at LAX, they believe that they need more armed officers. They want to restrict the access points into the airport. And the TSA will tell you that is one of their major concerns and frustrations. Has been that many airports, and by the way, local jurisdictions control their access to their own airport.
Sure.
That they don't control enough access points, that they don't restrict them enough. Now, Miami's an exception. They have a very tight security blanket on their airport. Orlando, Atlanta has done the same thing following a big scandal there with gun running.
Okay.
But most airports in the country, are, according to the TSA, could do a lot better job in really securing and limiting their access points.
Tom Costello, we're headed right into a big holiday weekend, 4th of July. Briefly, should people expect to see something different here, or are we pretty much steady as she goes right now?
I think if you're in a big city, if you're in Atlanta, if you're in New York, if you're in Miami, you might see that police tactical unit out. Don't think anything of that. That's kind of a normal deployment. They're just trying to raise the high-profile nature of that unit. Beyond that, in most cities across the country, it's going to be business as usual.
Tom Costello with NBC News with Lester Holt. Tom, you're terrific. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.